WTAW News time is 6:05. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Blinn College trustees have named an interim district president covering all its campuses. Dr. Ana Guzman has been president of community colleges in San Antonio and most recently Santa Fe, New Mexico. Trustees President Douglas Bohart says the unanimous vote follows interviews with three finalists.
And was based upon Dr. Guzman's experience as a leader for community colleges experiencing strong growth enrollments such as Blinn has had, as well as the feedback we received from public forums held on our campuses with her a week or so ago.
Dr. Guzman, who is also a former vice chancellor for the Texas A&M system, will start around January 15th. Bohart says the interim will not be a candidate for district president on a permanent basis. Next year's College Station School District calendar will repeat the format used this year. After that, will be more input in the process used by the College Station School Board. That follows a lengthy discussion at a recent workshop. Carol Barrett suggested changing the date of the annual survey, which has been in November.
Well, and I think it's interesting that the voting takes place like right before Thanksgiving when people are tired. Okay, and then they're going to go, that's on their mind. If you took this vote in May, I wonder what they would say then, because, you know, that's when I work with kids a lot, is in May and June, and the kids in College Station are like, woohoo, we're out, and Brian's not.
Next year's CSISD calendar was supported by 61% of parents, but by less than 40% of teachers, other district employees, and other community members. The fifth arrest of a College Station man since April accuses him of murder. 19-year-old Terrence Johnson Jr. was arrested Friday following an indictment by a Brazos County grand jury. Johnson is charged with shooting DeTorian Peterson during a burglary or robbery at Peterson's home in Bryan, October 22nd. The initial police report indicated three suspects. Authorities have not disclosed if additional arrests will be made. It's not a happy holiday season for about four dozen burglary victims in the Twin Cities. Bryan police continue to count up the losses from 38 storage units hit last Thursday at the A&B complex. Locks were cut to gain access. On Saturday, College Station police received 9 burglary reports from various locations. 6 vehicles and 3 homes were hit. More restrooms are coming to Wolfpin Creek Park. The College Station City Council approved spending $242,000 for what Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz says is a larger version of what's located at the skateboard park.
This particular restroom is a pre-manufactured style restroom built to heavy-duty standards that we require in our park facilities.
The unit going into Wolfpin Creek Park will be located at the Arts Center. It will have 3 men's and 3 women's stalls and will be open year-round. A pair of traffic advisories includes one in Bryan, where Villa Maria is down to one lane by Blinn College due to installing new traffic signals and rebuilding the intersection at Joseph. And the freeway will be closed again tonight at the Rock Prairie exit from 7 p.m. until 6 a.m. to install signs on the new bridge. WTAW News time is 6:09. It's 54 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
6:10, let's check some weather. Brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer, that's Norman G. Tractor. Nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Considerable cloudiness today. There may be a couple of showers. Temperatures only 50 to 55 through the afternoon. Turning partly cloudy overnight, lows 35 to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine develops. Highs will make their way up to about 50 to 55. A clear and cold Christmas Eve in the forecast for the region. Lows will be near 35. Christmas Day will be sunny and bright, with temperatures very close to 60 during the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Somehow, some way, we missed high school sports yesterday, and I promise I will make up for that, or at least as well as I can. I'll let you know a little bit about that coming up in sports, as well as some fisticuffs at a bowl game yesterday down in Miami, a brawl on Miami Beach. I'll tell you all about that, as well as the man with the most popular. The most unfortunate name in college coaching has now got a head job, and I'll tell you where he's going. All that more coming up in sports.
All right. Yeah, that's very good.
So, here you go.
All right. Did you hear the weather forecast?
About tomorrow?
About Christmas. Here we go.
Considerable cloudiness today. There may be a couple of showers. Temperatures only 50 to 55 through the afternoon. Turning partly cloudy overnight, lows 35 to 40.
Right.
Tomorrow, sunshine develops. Highs will make their way up to about 50 to 55.
Uh-huh.
A clear and cold Christmas Eve in the forecast for the region. Lows will be near 35.
Yeah.
Christmas Day will be sunny and bright.
Christmas Day will be sunny and bright, which is just the way the song says it, right? So, may your days be sunny and bright.
Merry and bright.
Merry and bright.
Merry and bright, yeah. That's close enough.
We'll let Sonny be there.
I don't think Mary.
What does Mary think about that? Okay. So in North Hempstead, Long Island, New York, signs say that if you do not clean up after your dog, you must pay a fine of $250.
Whoa.
But the signs are wrong. The law actually sets the fine at $25.
Oh.
Okay. But fixing the mistake on the signs will cost money. Okay, excuse me. This is Hempstead, Long Island, okay? They got money up there. So what they figured is the smartest thing to do is just go ahead and raise the fine to match the sign.
No!
Yeah.
No! Good grief.
Well, I mean, that's almost like paying $250,000 for a bath. Oh, never mind.
We got a lot of info.
Did he actually say industrial strength bathroom? I think he did. Something like that.
Since we're playing with decimals for $250, I'll go in with a Sharpie and fix it.
It has a power jet spray in there that you would not believe. Just saying, man.
What are you giving yourself for Christmas this year? How about the gift of faith? Living life believing in the God who loves you more than he loved heaven itself brings love, joy, hope, and peace. That kind of faith makes life so much better. I'm John Reason, senior pastor of A&M United Methodist Church in Northgate. I hope you'll come worship with us on Sunday mornings at 8:30, 9:45, and 11 a.m., and again on Christmas Eve at 5, 7, and 11 p.m. as we seek to experience grace in Northgate together. Merry Christmas.
Here we go, 6:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's, Festivus, by the way. Festivus for you Seinfeld fans. It's day 357, which means that there are 8 of them to go. It's also Popcorn Popping Day, which is interesting because obviously that's the first thing you need to do with popcorn if you're going to do anything with it, but I guess we can celebrate.
You don't
that.
Like just chewing on the kernels,
you know,
for a little
it gets,
while?
Well, you know, when you get to the bottom of the bag, maybe so.
You lick the salt off
of
it.
But that's the other thing that's nice about popcorn is, you know, you can eat it like 3 times.
Yeah,
you eat it and then you know pick it out of your teeth and then you can do it.
As a kid, those kernels always ended up being a Gatling gun at my sister's.
Ah, yes, there you go.
Bazooka.
Very nice. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays today. We have Eddie Vedder is turning 50. Lead singer Eddie Vedder turning 50 today. Okay.
Very nice.
TJ Oshie is a hockey player. He's turning 28 today. Holly Madison, you probably know her, Scott. She's turning 35 today. She's a model. That's what it says here.
Right.
She's a model.
She's a little more than a model.
She's known for the girls next door. Yeah. My neck of the woods, Jim Harbaugh is turning 51.
Oh.
Head coach of the San Francisco 49ers.
Hanley
Ramirez, baseball player, is turning 31. Dave Murray, guitarist, Iron Maiden, is turning 58 today.
Oh, man.
Estella Warren, she's an actress. She's turning 36. Susan Lucci, by the way, is turning, I believe she is turning 68. Trying to find her here on somewhere to, because I don't want to get, yes, turning 68 today.
Okay.
So she still looks pretty good for 68.
Okay.
And Mallory Hagan, she's a model. She's turning 26 today. Swagman, one of your favorites, is turning 26 today. And that's really about all I got for birthdays. Nobody real big. Greg Biffle, race car driver, is turning 45.
Ronnie Schell, who used to be on Gomer Pyle, 83 years old today.
Who did he play on?
He played one of the just characters, one of the guys in the platoon there. And Harry Shearer is 71 today. If Harry Shearer didn't do the voices, there would be no Simpsons, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ned Flanders, Principal Skinner, Mr. Burns, Smithers, has a show called Les Show, which is kind of funny on National Public Radio. He's what you would call a humorist and part of Spinal Tap as well. So, Harry Shearer, 71 today. All right, 616.
Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, Ace at Polaris Fun Center. There's a Polaris to match your passion. On sale for the holidays with financing as low as 2.99% on every new machine. Choose a remaining 2014 and get rebates up to $1,000. Get the 2015 Sportsman ETX for $83.99 with rebate. Polaris Fun Center carries Yeti coolers and rigid LED light bars and flashlights. Get it at Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, the president's executive actions on immigration are unconstitutional. This now, according to the U.S. District Court for Western District of Pennsylvania. Now, in the case of the United States versus Leonardo Juarez Escobar, President Obama's unilateral legislative action violates the separation of powers provided for in the Constitution, as well as the Take Care Clause, and therefore is unconstitutional. Now, 23 states have also joined Texas in a federal lawsuit suing the administration for violating constitutional limits on presidential power. Now, the president has issued more executive actions known as presidential memorandums than any other president in history. Now, when Congress fails to challenge the president, or the states and the courts, well, they're left to do their job. Republicans in the House and Senate need to wake up.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, I've been telling you about a new game that my family, we've been playing for a couple of years. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. Now, my wife and I and our kids, we love it. We discovered this game. It's like no other game you have ever played. All right, here's the great thing. You start playing. Everyone sort of begins to gather around the table. They turn off the Xbox. And guess what? You're creating family memories because the room is filled with cheering and laughter and fun. And the best part is everybody in the family, all ages, has a chance to win. My kids love that part. And now I'm seeing it all over the place these days. It's become a huge hit. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. So if you have kids or know anybody with kids, or maybe you just enjoy spending time with friends, well, give them this game for Christmas. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. Lock in that name, Wits and Wagers. It's the most clever game you will ever play. Fast-paced, fun. Just go get it. It's at Target, Toys R Us, Barnes & Noble. The Wits and Wagers Party Game, so popular, guess what? You can find it anywhere. Wits and Wagers. Wits and Wagers.
Do you like saving money? We like saving you money. Let's get together for an amazing year-end sale on every new Chevrolet at Tom Light Chevrolet. Why wait until after Christmas? At Tom Light, we're offering our best today like we do all year. Save thousands on our best-selling Silverado Crew Cab. Unwrap the season's low payment on the new Chevy Cruiser Malibu. Many qualify for zero down and no payments until after the new year. So you can treat yourself to a new car for Christmas, and we'll include 2 years scheduled maintenance at no extra cost. If you're caught up in the holiday rush, save time and money by shopping with us online at tomlight.com. Once you see our year-end specials, you won't want to shop anywhere else. No waiting, big year-end discounts, and choose from the largest Chevy inventory in the Brazos Valley. Now you can drive home for the holidays in a new Tom Light Chevrolet. Don't miss the year-end event at Tom Light Chevrolet. North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads.
It looks like more advances for stocks. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures suggest Wall Street's rally will resume when the opening bell rings. Investors were encouraged by the Fed's indication there will be no rush to hike interest rates, and it's expected other major central banks will maintain easy money policies. BlackBerry posted an adjusted profit of a penny a share for the latest quarter. That was better than expected. Online bargain hunters have had to be on their toes this holiday season. New tools let merchants monitor competitors' prices in real time and make almost instant adjustments. Shoppers trying to buy at the lowest possible price have been facing moving targets. The cost of some items can change several times a day. When it comes to holiday lighting, Midwesterners tend to be do-it-yourselfers. People on the West Coast are more likely to hire professionals to put up their home displays. Home Advisor says residents of Los Angeles, Dallas, and Chicago are the most likely to call companies to hang their lights. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Ready to create your own income with your own home-based business where there's no such thing as getting laid off? If a billionaire entrepreneur spent 5 years and $20 million searching for the next big trend, wouldn't you want to know what he found? If you're serious about making money from home without having to leave home, then write this down. www.gohernext.com. You decide your income. Get the facts now. gohernext.com.
Are you turned off by on?
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda. It's 622, so there was a time when pot-bellied pigs were all the rage.
Oh, Jason Priestley had one. 90210 star.
I have a friend who has one, and she sleeps with that thing. Or she did.
I don't get it. I mean, Mary Mike used to have one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can see that.
When we were doing the show together, and she brought it up to the station thinking I would love this thing as much as she did. I mean, you know, you put baby oil on it or baby, I don't know. It was a pig.
Makes the bacon more tender.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Well, life can sometimes give you a blessing in disguise. When Steve Jenkins and Derek Walter in Canada adopted Esther the pig, they thought she was a happy little pygmy piglet. That was 2 years and 667 pounds later.
Holy cow.
Tiny piglet turned into your full-size commercial pig. But the love and the friendship that they'd experienced from Esther had already changed their lives for the better.
Aww.
No, it didn't. where are you going to put a 667-pound pig? I mean, I don't know. I'm guessing they weren't living in an apartment.
Even outgrew her pool at Aquarina Springs.
Yeah. They did. They used to have a swimming pig there,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Ralph.
Yeah. You see, but you know that they had to have different pigs.
I don't know.
Well,
or she'd get lonely.
Like Shamu, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I think, you know, the pig's going on. I'm not going to work under these conditions.
Well, did you guys see the story about the lady who brought the pig on the airplane?
No.
You didn't see that?
No.
She was using it as, I forgot what they called it. You know how people will have service dogs?
Service dogs?
Yeah, it was her service pig, but it really wasn't worded that way. It was like to help her with anxiety or something like that.
Okay.
And she brought it on the plane, and it started freaking out.
The pig did?
Yeah, and it started.
His ears wouldn't pop.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, they didn't actually take off yet because she was just going to go to her seat and it started freaking out. And then, of course, stuff started coming out of it and it got all over everybody.
Oh,
and it was a big deal.
Well, again, in what world do you think that a pig is going to be comfortable in an airplane?
Well, you know, there's some people out there that you just wonder why they do what they do.
Yeah, well, again, if you need that pig for your anxiety because it's so great, it sounds to me like you're having some other issues that cause you to probably not be able to be with folks, especially in a situation like an airplane.
Yeah.
Contained environment like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, when they realized how intelligent and friendly Esther was, they just couldn't stomach the idea that they would be eating other pigs that were just as smart and friendly.
Oh, no.
So they became vegans.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
More bacon for me.
They were so deeply affected by their life with Esther, in fact, that they were inspired to devote their lives to building an animal shelter for funding. They turned to the internet. It says here they raised $440,000 on Indiegogo.
Oh, wow.
makes for an interesting story. Not necessarily sure that it's true. Hello.
Hey, I hate to do this, but when pigs fly,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps in another stirring rendition of Bet You Didn't Know. This time, however, it's for Christmas. Did you know that you can actually see Christmas lights from space? A NASA study looked at satellite images to see where the areas of the brightest lights in the world were. And number one was Florida. But a lot of other cities and suburbs are 50% brighter than normal this time of year because of the Christmas lights. A company called Squarefoot decided to figure out how much storage space Santa would need to hold all of his goodies for the good boys and girls. He'd take up about 2% of the entire storage of the entire world, and it would cost him about $1.5 billion a year. And finally, even during Christmas vacation, when nobody's getting anything done anywhere, at least it seems like it, you're still not totally checked out. The latest study found that over 50% of folks that are full-time check in with work over the holiday break, and they even do some work. And that's my commentary, brought to you by Gun Corps. You're running out of time if you're doing Christmas shopping. Make your way to Gun Corps at the brand new location in College Station on Texas Avenue, right across the street from the Kettle, in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Guns, ammunition, knives, tactical gear, all there and all with the Gun Corps guarantee. Everything they sell, except for ammo, is covered by Gun Corps. There's a problem, they will resolve the problem for you. To see more on the guarantee and to get their phone number or whatever, they're online at gun-corps.com, and that's C-O-R-P-S. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.
It's 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your Lennox suppliers. Lennox products keeping your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling. High today, probably about 55. Chance of some showers and possibly thunderstorms afternoon. And kind of breezy. Winds about 10 to 15 miles an hour, going up to 15 to 20. And could gust as high as 25 today. So tonight, winds are going to shift around to the northwest. Our low will be 37, and the winds will be northwest at 10 to 15. Then for a Wednesday, 52 will be our high with sunshine, near freezing tomorrow night. Christmas Day looks pretty good, 62 and sunshine. We're up to 66 on Friday, but clouds rolling back in, and probably 57 on Saturday is what we have, at least for now. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 12. Our chill factor, if you want to call it that, is 50 degrees. A few clouds out there, and we're looking at 54.
If you're feeling a little down this holiday season, there's one way to feel a lot better, guaranteed. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up, here's a sobering fact to consider. When asked at the end of their lives what older people regret, they more often say they regret having not done something more than they regret something they did that failed. Why do you suppose that is? I'm Mike Carruthers, and I believe it's because every one of us wants to succeed at something, many things. But those things, those secret goals you have, are easy to put off until later. But later never comes, and you wind up regretting what you didn't do. That's why I started a new website I'd like you to check out called The Success Mint at SuccessMint.com. That's SuccessMint.com. There, you'll find free information, videos, and podcasts all about success and how you can be more successful. It's a new website. I just started it, and I'd love to have you come check it out. Again, it's all free and all to help you succeed at whatever you want to do in work, life, and wealth. SuccessMint.com. Check it out now. SuccessMint.com. A service of Strand Media. There's one sure way to feel great this holiday season, especially if you're feeling a bit down.
Try and help the needy and do something for somebody else. It just makes people feel so great.
Stress expert Bob Losick, author of the book Get a Grip, Overcoming Stress and Thriving in the Workplace.
There's so much research out there that shows that people who help other people definitely feel better. It brings down their blood pressure, brings down their heartbeat, relaxes their muscles, makes them feel absolutely incredible.
Even though it's a happy time of year, people tend not to take very good care of themselves during the holiday season.
They don't watch what they eat and drink. 36% of people in this recent survey I saw for the American Psychological Association said they eat or drink too much to cope with the holidays, and 20% said that it definitely affects and impacts their health in a negative way.
A little bit of exercise and relaxation this time of year can really do a world of good.
At the end of the day, go for a walk with your family. Go for a walk by yourself in some peaceful place. Just take walks. They're now finding out that walking is one of the most incredibly healthiest things you can do. It gives us certain things in our blood that keep down blood clots and prevent heart disease. So I'm telling people, get out there and walk and relax, wear a headset, listen to soothing music, do anything you can, but you got to take a break through from things.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. On the first day of the holiday break at Blinn College, the Board of Trustees have chosen an interim district president. Dr. Ana Guzman was president the last 2 years in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and before that led San Antonio's Palo Alto Community College for 12 years. Trustees President Douglas Bohart says Guzman was on campus last week. Then she and two other finalists went through Skype interviews with the board Monday morning.
Then the board discussed each of these candidates carefully and determined that any could amply fulfill the duties on an interim basis, but that Dr. Guzman, after considering the number of strengths versus weaknesses that the faculty and staff communicated to us during her on-site visit, and those strengths outnumbered weaknesses by 4-to-1 margin.
Guzman will start around January 15th, about 2 weeks before District President Harold Nolte retires. Bohart says the interim will not be considered for the job on a permanent basis, and he hopes to have a search committee selected by the end of next month. While College Station school board members unanimously approved next year's school calendar, changes may be coming to how future schedules are set. During the last board workshop, Jeff Harris noticed friction in the district committee that made the recommendation by a 10-to-8 margin.
What are we going to do if options are put forth that we as a board cannot live with? And I'll tell you, in the DEIC room, it was striking to me how the discussion unfolded, and it was not particularly positive.
Harris called on the board to set more parameters before the calendar is considered for the 2016-17 school year.
So that then the variety of calendars that are generated are consistent with what we as a board want to see. I think it will help limit some of the potential antagonism that I saw developing in that meeting.
Like this year, next year's CSISD calendar has fall semester finals before Christmas and the school year ending before the first summer session at Texas A&M. After the holidays, parents dropping off and picking up children from one neighborhood near College Station Middle School will have to deal with new no parking zones. The city council at its latest meeting sided with homeowners in the Williams Court subdivision to establish no parking zones near College Station Middle School along Regal Row and Castlebrook Drive. Councilwoman Julie Schultz called on the school district to provide on-campus parking in future projects.
Then the board discussed each of these candidates carefully.
We've got the wrong audio there. We'll get it for you next hour. Council members also called on police to patrol no parking zones around schools a couple days a month. Construction crews are getting closer to finishing the expanded Rock Prairie Road Bridge over the freeway. However, that meant closing the freeway last night and tonight in order to install signs and lettering. TxDOT reports College Station Police will provide traffic control as motorists are moved to the frontage roads between 7 p.m. until 6 a.m. And motorists in Bryan are advised that one of the entrances to Blinn College off Villa Maria is closed for the next 3 weeks. The intersection of Villa Maria and Joseph is getting a new traffic signal, and new access is being built to get in and out of the Crestview campus. One of three men initially suspected of a deadly disturbance in Bryan 2 months ago has been arrested on a murder charge. 19-year-old Terrence Johnson Jr. of College Station was arrested on Friday following an indictment by a Brazos County grand jury. That was 6 days after he was released on bond in another case. Johnson is accused of shooting DeTorian Peterson during a robbery or burglary at Peterson's home October 22nd. Authorities have not said if there will be additional arrests. A machete was the weapon a Bryan man is accused of using to threaten his girlfriend. 20-year-old Terrell Turner was arrested after police were told that he was laughing while slapping the flat side of the machete on her leg, then pressing the non-sharp side of the knife to her neck. Gunfire outside a West Bryan convenience store last weekend resulted in no injuries to two women and three children. Witnesses at the Chevron at Highway 21 and William Joel Bryan Parkway gave a vehicle description and license plate number, which was used to find, then arrest, 35-year-old Erasmo Carpio of Bryan for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Carpio is accused of firing one shot at the SUV after it stopped to secure a baby in her car seat. And Governor Rick Perry has set a special election for the next month to fill the vacant Texas House District 13 seat. Veteran State Representative Lois Kolkhorst vacated the seat after winning a Texas Senate special election earlier this month to replace Comptroller-elect Glenn Hagar. The early voting period begins January 5th. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 54 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Just as Suddenlink provides services for folks in their home, they do the same thing for people in the business world as well. And right now is a great time for you to be in touch with Chad Cowan at Suddenlink and find out how you can get things set up, maybe to start the new year for your business. There's savings and there's also products available that you don't have right now. For instance, you can get commercial-free music channels that can create a nice environment not only for your workers but your customers, as well as business TV. You know, unlike satellite, there's not a bunch of equipment that you have to get, and you don't have to worry about reliability when the weather's not so good, when you have business TV from Suddenlink. And also, new customers can get workplace 8-meg internet and unlimited business-class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, the business-class phone lines can be added at $29.95 each so that it's an expandable system as your company expands. So why not give Chad Cowan a call at 595-2413. It's a special number to deal with businesses. And they also have, of course, a special website as well, which is suddenlinkbusiness.com. Find out how you can get savings and, again, features you don't have now with Suddenlink Business.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at SevCheck Service Center come in. SevCheck has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M Office of the President to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Office of the President uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Low pressure developing north of the region, producing cloudiness today. We may even see a shower. It's going to be cool. Highs 50 to 55. A partial clearing later tonight. Lows 35 to 40. For tomorrow, lots of sunshine. A cool day, 50 to 55. Clear and cold for Christmas Eve. Lows will drop down to about 35. Christmas Day looks very nice. Lots of sunshine. Temperatures will make their way up to about 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Kevin O'Connor again this morning. Coming up, I will touch on a state title game, actually three of them last week, for the high school teams in local area, Navasota, Cameron Yeo, and Bremond. All were winners, and I'll give you a little bit more info about that, as well as going to be talking some college football. Yesterday was the Memphis Tigers defeated. I was trying to figure out what that was.
That scared me.
I'm sorry, Scott. No, that scared me. The Memphis Tigers and the BYU Cougars are facing off. And they did a little bit more extracurriculars off the field as well. And the Denver Broncos and Cincinnati Bengals play Monday Night Football. All that more coming up in sports.
There you go. This is the Vienna Boys Choir. If you think, boy, that sounds like the Vienna Boys Choir, well, you're right, as a matter of fact, you know?
Oh, what's the age?
Yeah, well, that's it. There are no bass, there are no altos in there. Yep, that's
nope.
For sure. Yeah, I don't know.
Definitely some high notes.
Good potted sausages, too.
Yeah. As long as you got some crackers to go along with it, right? All right, is it just me, or is the whole idea of Brigham Young going to New Orleans lost? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I would think the discussions that they're having with people from Memphis, of course, Memphis going to New Orleans, that's just, that's a little weekend trip, right?
Oh, no, they were in Miami.
Oh, they were in Miami?
Yeah, they were in Miami, Miami Beach.
Oh, I missed that. Well,
pretty much the same thing.
It's something like that. Something like that. Okay, well. And it was a jillion points scored, right? I mean,
yeah, it was a really high. It went into double overtime. Yeah. It was a really good game.
Did you watch any of it?
I didn't because I was working.
Yeah, well, I didn't know they'd already started. I tend to sneak up on you. But,
kind of those small bowls. Again, that's two teams that hadn't really been, that's not big names. Oh, BYU's a pretty big name, but Memphis not really. They haven't been all that good lately. And this is a brand new bowl. They actually played it in the Marlins baseball stadium.
What?
Yeah, with the ugly, So anyways.
Okay.
That monstrosity down there.
Well, that's fine. Okay. I guess, well, in that case, from a weather standpoint, it was good for Brigham Young to be down there.
Yeah.
Because it's probably a little bit chilly up there. Uber has agreed to shut down in Portland for 3 months.
Hmm.
Now, I mean, I watch Portlandia, and I don't know if Portland's really like that, but I don't think it's that far off.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But so Uber is shutting down in Portland for 3 months. If it happens there, can Austin be far behind? Of course, I think it can because there's enough Texas influence in Austin where they go, I think we'll keep it going. But it's becoming a bit of a sticky wicket for people. They're concerned about the driver safety. My experience with Uber has been fantastic.
Well,
I think it's great.
And I get the point that people are trying to make that they're essentially an unlicensed taxi business.
Yeah.
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
But try to put the lid back on this Pandora's box and see how hard consumers push back when they say, if they're given the choice of a taxi they don't want to take versus an Uber ride they do want to take, the market's going to push back real hard. I don't know if they'll win because the law is the law, but man, people love Uber.
It would appear that what it has done is it has opened the market up that has been a closed market before, because I think anybody probably can tell you stories about surly cab drivers or bad experiences in cabs.
Well, there was nothing keeping the cab companies from implementing anything like this.
Sure. They
just decided we've got our cabal, we're going to keep going.
Right. And it'll be interesting to see where else this leaks out. And of course we're seeing it in other things as well. The first thing that I think of is that cable companies go to the city and get a license. And once they get that, they are the provider for that city. And, the whole idea of a la carte menu pricing has been out there for a long time. And people wanted to pick and choose. And we've talked about that economic model doesn't work because you've got to have subsidies from the stations that the shows that everybody wants to watch, so that you can support those others that you're going, why is this on there?
Yeah.
Like the pet channel or whatever, because there's plenty of kind of obscure channels out there. But what happens then is for the collective good, then the cable company has, you can take either A, B, or C, but you're going to have components of it that you don't like as opposed to picking and choosing. But again, as we talked about, that's changing. I mean, there's going to be online availability of things like HBO that's going to cause you to just go and grab that then. It's because people are watching television in places other than their television now. So it'll be interesting to see where else that happens to change. And, see, I think there are enough Portlandians out there. It's a great place to start it because there are enough people in Portland who'll go, you're really right, man. That's not cool. and so 3 months from now, what will happen? Again, the next place will be Berkeley, right? Then Berkeley will do it. And then Cambridge can do it. And then, and you can go live in those places if you want to do that. I, for one, like the idea of being able to punch an app and,
I was going to say, good luck getting a ride once you get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you'll just have to take the cab.
Uh-huh.
And then we turn back around to that once again.
And I've never personally used the Uber app. I know that in some places, of course, you can get, the yellow taxi apps and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I try to use that.
Mm-hmm.
But, just from a safety standpoint, it seems like that'd be a little scary to me. Not only for the drivers, but
Talking about Uber?
Yeah, yeah. Even maybe for passengers, you know, because you've got people. I mean, do they have to pass a certain
background test? Well, what you have, though, is you have their credit card information. Uber has their credit card information saved. Now,
okay,
you steal a credit card, and the person doesn't know it's been stolen, or you steal an identity. I mean, those kind of things. Because you don't ever actually present your card.
Yeah.
It's all done electronically.
Right.
The payments, the transactions, all done electronically. So now it's a cashless situation generally, unless you want to tip above and beyond. So, I mean, from a standpoint.
No, you can't even do that.
Yeah, you can.
No.
You can't give them cash?
Uber drivers are not allowed to accept cash.
Yeah, yeah they're not allowed.
They do.
Oh, well. it's against their best. It's not in their best interest.
I understand. Right, because then they're carrying around cash. Right,
but it's directly against the terms of service.
Well, yeah. Of course, we have a coworker who does that, so we have to talk to him about the ins and outs. But
nonetheless, it's interesting because the Internet has allowed this situation to take place. There, you have people who have a need, and you have people who have a product, and you put those two together, and then they shave a little bit off the top to make some money.
And there you go.
And, you know, again, the number they're bouncing around, whether it's true or not, it says that they're worth $40 billion.
Whoa.
Which is a ton of money. You know? It's a ton of money. And I don't know what the inventory is, you know what I'm saying? How are you worth $40 billion and you don't have that kind of inventory? But I think what they have, obviously, is the mechanism to be able to generate revenue. And so from that standpoint, I guess that's how they come up with the number. But again, that's just like global warming. Okay, yeah, what number you want to use? Okay, well, great, we'll use that. 646.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
January isn't exactly the time that most folks think about planting flowers. That's a shame, however, because there's some absolutely fabulous plants that fall by our wayside when we're hibernating until springtime. The best of the cool season color plants. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, Neil Sperry. NeilSperry.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. When it comes to cool season color, pansies are the all-stars of all time in Texas. Fact is, they're so dependable over Texas winters that they have long ago become the best-selling annual flowers of the entire year, outselling all hot weather plants handily. Of course, we have a lot of different kinds of hot weather plants. We have only a few that do well in the cold weather, but pansies are certainly at the top of that list. We have lots of wonderful new varieties, smaller flowering violas that do very well for us. There's some wonderful plants in the pansy clan. Pinks come in all shades of red, rose, pink, white, and lavender. They're single or semi-double flowering sisters of carnations with the same clove-like aromas. Next to pansies, they're our most winter-hardy annual flower. They get their name because the petals look like they've been cut with pinking shears, not because of their color. Snapdragons are next on the list of winter hardiness. In fall, we might suggest dwarf types for bedding plant use, and they still can be planted in midwinter. However, if you want 18 to 20-inch snaps for cut flower gardens, set out the transplants in the next 3 or 4 weeks. Those are the main plants that we set out in the fall and enjoy over the entire winter and into early spring. Of course, the ornamental cabbage and kale plants also bring you a lot of great color, but they're not flowering, so we're not going to include them in this list. Petunias are sold all spring long, but veteran Texas gardeners know that the best petunias are those that are planted early as garden centers receive their first shipments. That'll happen in South Texas during January, in North Texas in February and early March. You want to choose the newer, smaller, multiple flowering types for the best and longest display. Sweet Alyssum is the finest really low border flower in shades of white, pink, rose, and orchid. Its mature blooming height is less than 3 inches. Very fragrant and a wonderful border plant. Larkspurs may be listed in seed catalogs as delphiniums, but the plain old reseeding larkspur is still the best in Texas. You want to collect seed from a neighbor's reseeding garden later this spring and let them establish among your other annuals and perennials. Stalks are heavy-headed snapdragon lookalikes. Their pink orchid, rose, and white flowers are borne on stout spikes. Calendulas aren't used as often as they ought to be, but they're good cool season plants that would be set out just a little bit later, as are nasturtiums from seed and foxgloves sold as digitalis. They're listed as biennials, but there are some wonderful annual types, an English daisy and Swiss chard. Oh, my. Good lesser-known shade trees in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This morning sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. Well, my mind had a case of the Mondays yesterday, but I figured we all have. But how in the world could I miss the Navasota Rattlers bringing home the state title?
Shotgun formation, play clock down to 6. Take the snap, turn, give it to Ralston. He's going to be stopped. Your Navasota Rattlers are the Class 4A Division 1 state champions as they stop him well short of the first down. What a game. Navasota is your Class 4A Division 1 state champions.
Tim Schnettler on the call as the Rattlers stopped Argyle in double overtime to clinch the 42-35 victory and their second state title in 3 years. And of course, they weren't the only area team to come home with some hardware last week. Cameron Yo walloped Mineola 70-40 in the 3A Division 1 title game to take home their third straight championship trophy. And Bremont was top dog in 2A Division 2, rallying to beat Albany 28-21 for the second state title in program history. And out to the college game yesterday, where the BYU Cougars and Memphis Tigers were caught in the middle of a hurricane at the Miami Beach Bowl.
Second and 9 for Stewart and BYU. With time to throw over the middle. Intercepted. It's over.
Memphis' Deshaun Terry intercepted a Christian Stewart pass to clinch a 55-48 double overtime win for the Tigers. And if that didn't provide enough fireworks for the fans, there was even more after the game.
Oh my gosh, this is a melee. There are swings, there are coaches, there are players. This thing is a mess. This thing is a mess. There are Memphis players and BYU players tied up. I see BYU players driving punches right now. Memphis players answering. This has gotten ugly and in a hurry.
The brawl occurred right after the final play and took several minutes before order was restored. Wouldn't expect the same for today, though, as Marshall and Northern Illinois square off at 5 in the Boca Raton Bowl, and Navy and San Diego State meet up at 8:30 in the Poinsettia Bowl. And in some off-the-field college football news, Colorado State has hired Georgia offensive coordinator Mike Bobo to be the Rams' new head coach. Bobo takes over for Jim McElwain, who left for Florida following a 10-2 regular season. Head out to the basketball court. While all three NBA Lone Star teams are in action last night. Down in Houston, James Harden and the Rockets were taking on the Portland Trailblazers.
Harden around a Howard pick, hesitating, goes between the legs, drives on Batum, goes to the left, lays it up and in again. He is unstoppable! Seriously, no one can stop James Harden tonight.
Unstoppable might have been a bit of an exaggeration, but not by much. The Beard scored 44 points, 31 of those coming in the first half as the Rockets cruised to a 110-95 victory. In San Antonio, it was a good old-fashioned shootout that even Gus McCray would have been proud of.
Ginobili, he'll drive baseline, flips it back to Green, right corner three, and Green got it. A no-look behind-the-back flip by Manu Ginobili, and Green nails the three-pointer.
The Spurs shot a season-high 64% from the field as they they topped the LA Clippers 125-118. And up in Big D, a young gun was getting it done against the Mavericks.
Dennis dribbling, head of the key jump shot. He's got it. Dennis Schroeder. He was so cool on that shot. He's got a 20-point night, a new career high, and the Hawks are up by 10.
Second-year man Dennis Schroeder finished with 22 points as Atlanta staved off a late Mavericks surge to pull out the 105-102 win. The Hawks actually led by as many as 24 points in the third quarter. Dallas will look to fare a little bit better tonight when it visits Phoenix at 8 o'clock. In college hoops, Rico Gathers had 16 points and 11 rebounds as number 22 Baylor held on to win 70-66 over Southern University. Meanwhile, 10th-ranked Kansas saw its 8-game winning streak come to an end, and a 77-52 upset loss to unranked Temple, and number 25 TCU got it done versus Grambling State 80-39. Last night's NFL game pitted the 11-3 Denver Broncos against the 9-4-1 Cincinnati Bengals.
Manning has the ball, short drop, steps up in the pocket, floats one downfield, intercepted!
He's got possession, rolls over, never loses control.
There's a catch and interception.
Trey Kirkpatrick with his second interception here in the fourth quarter.
Somebody needed to give Peyton Manning a Snickers. He just wasn't himself. He threw four interceptions as the Bengals D helped propel Cincy to a 37-28 win. Jeremy Hill sparked the Cincinnati offense with 147 yards rushing as the Bengals clinched a playoff spot. If I can get that out, they'll square off with the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday night for the AFC North title. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Intercon wants to remind you that they're going to be here for you in the new year to maybe help you get your energy bills a little bit better under control. You know, if your windows are not efficient, then Intercon will be glad to come in and assess the situation for you, let you know what it takes to get them that way. Now, it could be that they need to be replaced. Could be your existing windows can be repaired. You probably know that you've got some windows there that aren't efficient. And the great thing about Intercon being a family-owned company, locally-owned company, they can work with you if you need to do your home in stages to fit your budget. Get in touch with the folks at Intercon in the new year, 823-3639. Let Oscar or Brad Beard show you solutions that are out there that can save you money each and every month on your utility bills. Plus, if you're a BTU customer, they've got some incentives as well. Intercon, 823-3639, family owned and operated.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over